Welcome to the Fehmi Yerushalmi, the Shir sponsor and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an area of Chav Zayin in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shlishi, beginning of Halacha Chet, to a third down and Amud Aleph. Sog the Mishnah. The Mishnah here continues what we started in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah spoke about Yom Tov and Shabbos, which are one next to each other, is it two Kedushas or it's one long Kedusha? Now we talk about Rosh Hashanah. When you have Rosh Hashanah, we talk about 2 days Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Either outside of Eretz Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael itself. You used to do 2 days Yom Tov when you're far away from Yerushalayim. Shaya Yorvish Shemet is Aber. He's afraid maybe Rosh Hashanah will be 1 day later. So he's not sure what day will be Rosh Hashanah. May I have Adam Shtei Eruvim? Okay, put 2 Eruvim. The first day of Yom Tov, first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is not sure which one will be the Rosh Hashanah itself, and the time of Beis Hamikdash, there was only 1 day of Rosh Hashanah in Beis Hamikdash itself. But outside Beis Hamikdash, we didn't know. So he says, if the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, so then my Eruv is to the Mizrach. And if it's going to be the second day, so then Sheni Lamayrov. On the second day, it will be to the west. Harishu Lamayrov, Hashem Lamizrach. The opposite, the first day will be to the west, and the second will be to the east. Or the first day will have an Eruv, the second day, I don't want to Eruv at all. I'll stay with my the people in my city. Or a Sheni will be a Eruv, or a Shurkiv Ne'iri. Fellow do Chachem, I disagree. Chachem, hold the Rosh Hashanah is not 2 Kedushas, not 2 separate days. It's considered to be Kedusha Aricht, 1 long day of Kedusha. And you can't separate the Eruv between the 2 days. And the reason is, as Gemara in the Bavli explains in Maseches Beitzo, is because we didn't know when they did Rosh Hashanah, so they made Gzeirah should be 1 long Kedusha, is 1 long Yom Tov, as we have today in Eretz Yisrael as well, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, Rebbe Doim Rosh Hashanah Shayor Shayor Tisabah V'chulei. Says the Gemara, the Spalgun, there is a Machlekes. This is a quote from Maseches Beitzo, where they're referring to Yom Tov and Shabbos is 2 Kedushas or 1 Kedusha, and they want to bring a Raya that there is 1 Kedusha. What is the Raya? There is a machlekes, shiori psilo, you have a leftover wick, or shiori medur, the leftover fire, shiori shemen, leftover oil, shekobu b'shabbos, ma'ona adliko b'yom tov, extinguish on Shabbos, can I use it on Yom Tov? Now what's the reason it should be usur? Because in the beginning of Shabbos it became muktzeh. So once it became muktzeh for Shabbos, maybe it's muktzeh for the Yom Tov afterwards. Or you say it's too kedushas. It became muktzeh for Shabbos, but not muktzeh for Yom Tov. So what says the machlekes? It's also to use it on Yom Tov because it became Muktzeh on Shabbos. It's also on Yom Tov right after Shabbos. Says it's mutter. So you see from Rav that it's considered a big dushachas. Omar Rav Manu Kamei Avudon Machpilo Psilo Gabe Beitzo. Says the Gemara, how can you compare the case of the wick to the case of egg? Because the egg is the classic case of when we speak about there in Maseches Beitzo. The egg that was born on Shabbos is in Mutter on Yom Tov. It's one Kedusha, and once it became Osur on Shabbos, it's Muktzeh for Shabbos because Muktzeh for Yom Tov, or not. It says the egg you can't compare to the wick. Why? The wick will be different. So the reason it explains Rav Chaim, because the wick may be pshat is that you make in Shabbos Yom Tov. Once you use the wick on Shabbos, now it makes the wick ready to be used again in Yom Tov. So you can't use something which was prepared from Shabbos to Yom Tov. But an egg that was laid on Shabbos, maybe it's mutar on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Omer lei, min ma dananan cham yon rabonon. Medam liyolo, the fact we see chachamim do compare it. Hado amro, yado, yado. You see, it's the same. Meaning the fact rabonon are saying that it's similar to each other. The fact that they bring a raya from there to Beitza, you see it's the same thing. Don't say the svara that the psila is making for Shabbos Yom Tov, but the only reason to be oys to the psila is because it's kedusha achas. Says the one mishua abos skeni mamru anechol eruva berishon erekiv neyir b'sheni. And the name of 4 skeni, they said that if you have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, and the eruv was consumed on the first day, the second day he is kiv neyir. It's a new kedusha. It's shtei kedushas. Abos skeni mold is not kedusha achas. It's shtei kedushas. So even though the eruv worked for the first day, the second day. It's not you need a new Eruv. If you don't have an Eruv, he is Kibnei Iwi. Rav Huna B'Shem Rav, Halachik Arba Skenim. Here he brings the name of Rav, the Halachik is like 4 Skenim, that's Shtei Kedushas. Says the Gemara, Rav Chazdoi Bos, Rav Chazdoi asked, Machlev Shtei Rav, L'chur it's a steer and Rav. Taman Yavid Leh Shtegdushas. Regarding the Arbaskanim, regarding if they was consumed the first day, regarding the second day, you hold Stugdushas. Feko, here by the wick, Yavik Dushachas, you say once it became Muktzah and Shabbos, also in Yamtev, Astir and Rav, is Shabbos Yom the two Gdushas or one Gdusha? Sigmar Dis Pal, going to just quotes again the Sigmar as before. Shir Psilo, the leftovers of the wick. Shir Midur, the leftovers of a fire. Shir Shemin, the leftovers of oil. Shikoba Shabbos, the extinguisher Shabbos. Maal Adlikab Yantuk, you use it in Yantuk. Rabbi Chanina Tarvein Amri Nosur, they say it's also. Vyachinom my mutter. So according to Rav, it's also because of Gdusha Akas. So the Chutz is Tiro. There's the old Shtig Gdusha Akas. Oma Amanu Kameh, have you done Machpe Psilo Gabi Beitzo? So one grand quotes what we said before. What do you compare Beitza to Psila? In other words, Psila could be that even if you hold the Shteg Dush, it's still Aser, because a Chana from Yontel L'Shabbos, as we said before. The fact that Rabbanan do compare it, what does it tell you? Says one of Chavzayin with base. Hado Amro, Yado, Yado. So this is all a quote of what we said a second ago, and the Gemara says from here you see that Ram holds the Dushakas. So the Gemara, Avacha, Amar Lo, Milupan. Avacha said it in the name of his Rebbe. Rabbi said on his own. The what? That we paskin Karbos Kani in the Shtek Dushas and Karbi Lezer as Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah in the previous daf. That the Rabbi Lezer held that Shabbos Yontif two different Dushas. Now the Karbonan, they had a suffix of two Dushas or one Dusha. So the morning I asked a question. Omer Amonu Kami Rabbi Yisim. Rabbi Rabbi Abudu, and Lachuk Abudu, when you have a Machlik Shabbi Abudu, don't you paskin like Abudu? And this is the Machlik Shabbi Abudu that we saw a little bit earlier. Marbron Machlik is if according to Rabbi Abudu, if a person is walking, is leaving his city in order to go do an eruv, but then he was called back. So according to a mayor, he's a little stuck. He left the city, but he didn't get to reach his eruv. But according to Abudu, the fact that he's walking towards the eruv, that already makes him shavus in the eruv, and he considered to be there as a good eruv. So says the Gemara. According to Rabbi Chaim, we skip the following words, and the Gemara goes into the next line. There, the eruv did not happen yet. Right? He's just walking towards the eruv. And I would think that he should not remove himself from the city. Still belongs to the city. But because he started walking and he shows his intention. You say the eruv happens. Here the eruv is chal. It's just chal on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. So of course it should work for Shabbos because he showed his intention. He wants to have an eruv. So the Gemara is asking, you paskin like four skating that's shtei gedushas. And if I do an eruv for Yom Tov, it does not work for Shabbos. But why, if we paskin like Abudu, once you show your intention you want to have eruv, that should be good enough to have an eruv. And Kolshikun, because here the eruv is already chal for Yom Tov. And the Gemara stays with this question, Lechur, how do you paskin this way? Lechur, it seems to be a stira in these two piskei halacha. Could there's another one. Now this part of the Gemara really belongs to the previous daf. It's really a conclusion. When you have an eruv on Yom Tov, the Mishnah said, Le'ela, Kurta Rabbanon, he needs to come again and do the Eruv before Shabbos. Meaning, when Yom Tov is on a Friday, he does the Eruv before Friday, and then he does it again the Eruv for Shabbos. So the Gemara goes through these details. How does it work? He used the bread for the first day. He used the same bread for the second day. As long as he's using the same bread, as we saw before, because as we saw in the previous daf, he needs to use the same bread in order for it not to be Hachana from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Eruv Baragla Barishon, if you walked and he was koine Eruv by just being there on the first day, Mahar Baragla Barishon, of course, he could do the same day, the second day, the same thing. Just walk over there and be koine a location by being there. Now, using the Gersa Rav Chaim, Eruv Bakikar, Mahar Baragla. If the first day he did with the bread, the next day he could just walk there. It should be good enough. But if Eruv Baragla, if the first day he did with his legs, Lo Yar Bakikar. If for Yom Tov he did by walking, so for Shabbos he can't use a kikar, because you can't do a new kikar, a new bread, on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's a chana from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Yach ma dat omar tamon, Baragla v'arbe kikar. The same we said, that if he did Baragla for Yom Tov, he should not be ma'ar with a bread on this on for Shabbos. For the Kavaso, says the Gemara, according to this, the same way, Baragla, according to the Gersa Rav Chaim, lo yar Baragla. So if he did it with his legs, on Friday, for the Friday for Yom Tov, he should not be able to do with his legs for Shabbos because it seems to be making for Yom Tov the Shabbos by walking on Yom Tov, making Eruv on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Says the word, Lahakel Lo'oni Shein Lo Kikur. When he make an oni doesn't have a bread, what should he do? He has no choice. He has to walk on Yom Tov, he has to walk on Shabbos. So because it's not so clear that he's doing a chana, because he could be just walking for the joy, so therefore, they were making on him that he could do it with his legs on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Continues the one it says, said, don't, if you do the legs on the first day, you walk on the first day. Second day, don't do with the bread. So also with the bread. Why you say that if he did a bread on for Yom Tev, he could use the same bread for Shabbos? It's still a little bit of a chona. So why not you should just tell him to walk and make the Eruv there by walking? If you want to be maker for the rich person, he doesn't have to go out himself. He could send somebody. How does he do that? If he uses the same bread and he's not doing a new bread, we make it and he can use the bread from this bread they use for Yom Tov, he can use it for Shabbos as well to do that as an Eruv. Hey, Chmadat Omer Tamon Beragel Arabic Kikur. He said, if you go with your legs, the next day don't do with the bread, because it's a chon of Yom Tov Shabbos. So if he did the first day with bread, Lo Yair Beragel, he should not be able to change and do with his raglov, because it looks like he's doing something new for Yom Tov Shabbos. So Gemara, Avoy Mishrabani Tamon. He said the name of Rabbanon of Bavel. Here it's as if he's going to a city. Meaning, when you do it the kikar, you need to say the words, this will be my eruv. So it looks almost like a chono for Yom Tov the Shabbos. But he's doing by walking, he doesn't have to say anything, just to go there and sit there. When he's going there, he's anyway allowed to go there, because on Yom Tov he's allowed to walk to that area. That's considered to be going to a city. That's his location. So because he's not actually doing or saying anything that shows he's doing an eruv, it's just his kavana. We treat him as if he's just walking like Leiroi, and he can do the Eruv. There's not considered to be a Chon of Yom Tov Shabbos, and therefore it's Mutter, meaning the Gemara is going through all the scenarios to tell me why you're allowed to do Raglov and then Raglov, why you're allowed to do Kikur and then Raglov, and why you're allowed to do Kikur and use the same Kikur. These are the options. But you can do, you can never start something new, which meaning you can't put a new Kikur, a new brand from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's a Chon from Yom Tov to Shabbos. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Eruvin, Daf Chof Zayin.